It is I, is the great one, founder of Seneca Libertarian Society, out here on the trail, tromping up the side of a mountain. Well, not really. Well, I think this one qualifies as a mountain, not a foothill. I don't know. What's the dividing line between mountain and foothill? So anyhow, lots of heavy breathing. It'll be like an obscene phone call. Oh! As I trudge up the side. Almost packed it in, went back to the crib. I said, you know what, fuck it. Rode my bike 12 and a half miles, mostly uphill. Then I ran. It's a 7 mile circuit. I won't bullshit you. It really kicked my ass. I probably walked maybe a mile of it, maybe a little bit less, but I ran 6 miles at least. I wussed out a little bit along the way, not gonna lie. So I was at the point where I'm like, yeah, fuck this, I'm done. Going back to the crib. Get some food. Maybe have a beer. Smoke some dope. No, I'm kidding about the dope thing. I still don't smoke dope. Maybe I'll tell that story. Anyway, I said, yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna log a couple of miles of just walking. Then I apparently decided to make sure I walk the trail going straight up the fucking mountain, because God forbid I choose a level trail like a smart person would do when they're exhausted, when they biked 12 and a half miles up the fucking hill and then ran another 6 miles. Whew. But the good part is, on my way back, the circuit that I selected, it will be level. So if I record a podcast then, it'll be less heavy breathing in your ear. But then again, you came here for the heavy breathing. All right, everything ties together. Girls, bumper stickers, everything. All right. Where do I start this story? Started here. This morning, when I'm running, I go by one of the parking lots, and I see this car sitting there, and it is a faggot mobile. I know that it's a faggot mobile because it has a bumper sticker on it that says, "Resist." I still don't know what this means. For those of you who are resisting Donald Trump, what does this mean? Are you not paying your income taxes? Are you not obeying the law? Are you gonna rebel and not buy Obamacare? I mean, what exactly does this mean? You're gonna, what, go wear your pussy hat? So this is going through my brain because I still don't know what the fuck this means. And all the little things are flittering around in there as I think about people who can't shut the fuck up about democracy and all this other stuff. And as near as I can figure, the whole resist thing simply means, let me think a second. Wish I could pause recording on this thing. It doesn't work. I tried it. Give me a second here. Just go get a cup of coffee or some shit. Resist when I distill it down, I end up with loser. Now, not just in the way you might immediately be thinking. Losers in the sense that, yes, these people are losers in life. Right? They may be femistatist. They may be old and ugly and don't have a man. Or they may be divorced because they couldn't figure out how to make a marriage work. Or they may be liberal arts degree holding, what do you call those, baristas. Right, they could be losers in all kinds of ways. But the whole resist thing, it's people who lost the election. First of all, they invested a great amount. And we've had the Trump and Fuhrer for how long now? He's over his 100 days. I think it's 6 months. It's July. He came in, what, January? Oh, 6 months. I saw some opinion poll. I'm thinking about writing about this for Basket of Inferiors. I either got to write about it or do a podcast or both. And I know I haven't been doing Basket of Inferiors every other week. Tell me about it. I know. Tell me about it. That's why, you know, the Basket of Inferiors, that's just a sideshow. The podcast is the real deal. Hold on. What did I just see? Looking down into a valley, I saw movement. It was big. I mean, not like mountain lion big. There are mountain lions out here. It wasn't that kind of big. It was like medium-sized dog big. Yeah, I don't see it now. Darn. All right. Yeah, sideshow podcast is the main thing. Yeah, anyway, it has nothing to do. Oh, yeah, the opinion poll. So I saw some opinion poll. You know, Donald Trump at 6 months. Lowest approval rating. Oh, God. And just, I mean, here's the really short version of what I'll tell you when I talk about it in depth. First of all, there's nothing magic about 6 months. Right, we've done this before. Let's rehash all the old ground, guys. How many times have I explained to you that all the data you ever see, the charts, the graphs, the statistics, they're all fabricated to reach the point the person fabricating them wants to reach, right? So, if you're trying to raise money for muscular dystrophy, I think I mispronounced that, but I don't care. If you find that sweet point, right, where muscular dystrophy is the number one killer of left-handed, red-headed children between the ages of 8 and 12, right? What's magic about left-handed? Nothing. What's magic about redhead? Nothing. What's magic about the age range of 8 to 12? Nothing. Except that if you looked at 8 to 13-year-olds, muscular dystrophy would no longer be the number one killer, right? So this is all fabricated to get to a result. There's nothing magic about any of those criteria. Same thing with, okay, so it's Donald Trump opinion, the public opinion of Donald Trump at 6 months. There's nothing magic about 6 months. It looks magical to humans because of the way we organize our thoughts, thanks to the calendar and the clock and all this other stuff. It's just like the global warming wackos. Well, this is the hottest year. You know, this year is hotter than last year. Okay, but there's nothing magic about a year. A year is just the period the Earth goes around the sun. There's nothing magic about that. Oh, it's a lot of hill. And of course, there's the fact that the public opinion poll is an opinion poll of the public. Now, the public is a bunch of people who don't know anything. And there aren't a lot of things more worthless than somebody who doesn't know anything. But one thing that is more worthless than somebody who doesn't know anything is that person's opinion. All right, let's bring this back to the story I'm supposed to be telling. Stop tangenting. These people who think they're resisting. What really happened... Ooh, poison ivy. Poison ivy. Poison ivy. There's nothing... What am I talking about? Oh yeah, resisting. Now I'm here. Really, I'm here. Just doesn't seem like it. Whew. I'm just really tired. About to go delusional probably any minute. Wait, actually I've been delusional for 12 years according to some people. Anyhow. Resisting. All right, we're focused. Focus now. And welcome to my brain. The people who are resisting, they lost the election in the sense that they were so invested in the outcome. And here's where the 6 months came from. So we've had this. Well, hey, how's it going, y'all?
Good. How you doing?
I'm a little tired. Yeah, it's been a lot of uphill today for me. Yeah. Have a good one. They invested all of this emotion and all of this hope, the magic word, hope. I read somewhere that hope is the fear of the present. I don't remember where this was right offhand. I thought it was kind of brilliant. Because what the person was saying is that when you're hoping things will get better in the future, you're hoping, you know, you're hoping that this girl will return your text. You're hoping that you will be able to get a job with your English degree. When you're hoping, you are not being in the present and you're not doing things you could be doing in the present that would lead to a better future. I read or I heard, where did I hear this at? I know, resist, I'll get back to it. I didn't forget, it just seems like it. Somebody was talking about, you have responsibility to people over whom you have power. And he said, and who is it you have the most power over? The person you, the listener, have the most power over is your future self. And thus, your greatest responsibility is to your future self. And I heard that, because I'm pretty sure this is on a podcast. I heard that. I said, damn. That's kind of fucking deep. So when you're hoping, you're not really doing much for your future self. Right? And once again, this impacted me a little bit because I'm not just saying these words. I didn't just hear these words and nod in agreement. I'm attempting to do something with them. I have been much more diligent. All right, hold on. I got a fork in the road. I got to figure out which way I'm going. I am going... Okay, I'm going this way. We're going this way. Come on. No, not that way. This way. God, you don't listen. I'm being much more diligent about getting my ass to the gym. Did not go to the gym yesterday because I worked kind of late, and then we had the rainstorm I told you about in the previous Anarchy moment that lasted 20 minutes. But God damn, why is this uphill also? Fuck. But I did lift weights at home while I finished watching a movie, which is actually what I was going to talk about in this edition of Anarchy Moment. But maybe not. Holy fuck. Holy fucking hills, Batman. And anyhow, so that's why I'm here right now. So I lifted the weights yesterday. And whew. I did the exercise this morning, leg day like a motherfucker with the running and the biking. I said, hey, you know, my future self would like to get some pussy because I'm not a virgin toe and I like girls despite their annoyingness. And in order to get some pussy, you gotta be good looking. I got that. You gotta be intelligent. Oh, I got that. Gotta be charming. Yeah, I have my moments. You gotta be humble. I'm excruciatingly humble, as you guys all know. You gotta be in good physical shape, have some muscles, which is why I'm going to the gym. You gotta not be fat. Because I got a few fat cells I need to kill off. So I said, hey, instead of going home and drinking a beer and fucking your future self over, why don't you go walk up the side of this fucking mountain, burn a couple more calories, and you do a podcast at the same time, because you see, that's how much I care about you, my listeners. God, I care about you so much, and yet none of you bastards give me any bitcoins. You don't buy any stuff from the fucking store. It's a great one. You don't have a store. Okay, nitpick. Nitpick, why don't you? Christ, are you people never happy? I'm kind of. Whew. God, I hate that word. I'm trying not to use it. I am putting plans in motion to have cynical libertarian society swag, you know, the coffee cups and shit like that. Nothing big. I'll let you know when it happens. Don't hold your breath. It's kind of low priority, but it's something that once it's done, you know, once it's set up, I can walk away from it. I don't need to do anything else. And then if you need a coffee cup, because, you know, there's a lot of you out there who don't have coffee cups, right? If you need a coffee cup, you can go get one. I suppose I should do the Social Justice Warrior Tears coffee cup. What about a Femistatist Tears coffee cup? What about Muslim Tears? Ooh, what about left-wing statist Social Justice Warrior upper middle class white girl from North America who went to Europe to help Muslim refugees and virtue signal to her friends and got raped by Muslim refugees. Tears. What about that mug? Would you guys buy that? Or is that too much? Dude, actually, I would buy that. Alright, I gotta remember that. Good thing I'm recording this. I gotta remember that idea. Okay, resisting. Alright, we're 20 minutes into the podcast. Now I can focus. I feel good because we got that initial 20 minutes of tangenting out of the way. Alright, so back to resisting. Your greatest responsibility is to your future self. Keep that in mind. I'll come back to this. The people who are resisting, they are people who lost. Their Messiah, Hillary, the cunt and Führer, lost the election. Trump and Führer won. Now, they lost. They wanted something to happen. They wanted a specific outcome, right? They were outcome dependent. They wanted a specific outcome. They wanted Kuttenfuhrer, not Trumpenfuhrer. They got Trumpenfuhrer. The people who are running around resisting. Okay, there's two kinds of losers. Here's where we're going. You can lose, and you can take from that loss I think I would say you could take nothing. Because I'm puzzling all this out right now, in case you haven't figured that out. All right, let me start here. Let me do the contrast. Let me tell you what I think the other side of this is. There are other people, and I attempt to be this sort of person myself as often as I can. And if you or one of my listeners, I think you're in the same boat. And what a jolly boat it is. I almost walked off the trail, off the cliff. Whew. Ah. When you and I lose, when we don't get what we were wanting, we look at it in one of two ways. We either look at it as, well, I haven't really lost yet because I'm still alive and the game isn't over. Or we look at it in the sense of, what can I learn from this? As a bit of an example and side tangenting, because God forbid I don't tangent a little bit. Speaking of losing and learning things. Shade. I'm going to stand here in this shade for a minute. Fuck it. God damn. It's uphill like a motherfucker. Speaking of losing. So, met this chick. Ran into her once, ran into her again. Both times chatted. Seemed pretty interesting. She's pretty cute. Yada, yada, yada. You know, hey, we need to get together. Blah-de-blah. Yeah, here, take my phone number. We'll go do something sometime. Okay. Send her a text. Hey, it's the great one. Wanna go ahead and slam my cock into your asshole while I'm squeezing your titties. I didn't really say that. Maybe I should have. Said, hey, it's the great one. When you gonna have some time, let's get together. Oh, great one. You know, I'm really busy. We all know what that means. I'm really busy. I'll let you know when I'm available. We all know what it means when a woman is going to let you know when she's available. Because women follow through. 0% of the time, right? This is not following through, not something women are traditionally known for. This is why women flake out. You know, you make a, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I don't need to explain this. Not known for following through. Now, I lost in the sense that I did not get the specific outcome I desired with this specific person. So that's a loss. But from that loss, you can also take lessons. What really ticked me off, what pissed me off more than that, was that 24 hours after I sent a response to her lame-ass message, which was an okay response, but could have been better, I listened to an episode of Black Dragon's podcast in which he talked about how to prevent women from flaking on you. And holy shit, man. It was brilliant material in there. And I thought, damn it. Had I listened to this podcast before responding to her lame-ass text, I would have responded with something completely different. I lost. But you see, I'm not resisting. I'm not wearing a pussy hat. I'm not putting bumper stickers on my car. I'm not whining constantly, incessantly to everyone that I encounter. I mean, I'm whining to you, but that's because it's the podcast. That's what I do. Right, like the two bimbos I told you about this morning, walking down the trail here, whining about Donald Trump and how everybody wants Obamacare. Nobody wants to see Obamacare repealed. I'm not... Well, actually, I am walking down the trail complaining about girls. But once again, I'm doing it for the podcast. When I'm finished, I'm going to stop walking along whining about girls. I don't have bumper stickers on my car that say virgin toe or perma virgin. So I lost in the sense I didn't get what I wanted in that particular case. And, you know, hey man, I can, almost fall off the trail again. I can be honest with you kids and tell you that, yeah, I was a little bummed out. She is actually, she's pretty hot. And even on top of that, she seemed like the sort of person that I would genuinely enjoy spending time with. We had some relatively decent conversation in the short time that we talked to each other these two times. So I was a little enthusiastic. I had expectations that set me up for failure. Sort of like those of you who had expectations for the Kuntenfuhrer being the next president. Now the difference here that I'm attempting to articulate and attempting in fact to figure out with some sort of detail is that for those of you who lost and are now resisting, the thing you're not doing is you're not learning. You haven't learned anything. You're not looking at the defeat of the Kuntenfuhrer by the Trumpenfuhrer, who, let us just remind ourselves, because I know how short memories are. Oh, breeze and shade. Oh my God, I'm exhausted. But you see, I owe this to my future self. Exercise, determination, stick-to-itness, being a fucking man. I owe this to my future self. I'm not wearing a pussy hat, and I'm not resisting. I am actively doing things to improve my future. Let's remember, the Kuntenfuhrer was defeated by the Trumpenfuhrer. The Trumpenfuhrer was opposed by pretty much every corporation on the planet Earth except his own. He was opposed by the entire mainstream media, including Fox News. He was opposed by the Democrat Party. He was opposed by the Republican Party. He was opposed by every person who had ever been president before him and was still alive. He was basically opposed by everyone whom would normally be considered significant. And he still won. And that's why, despite the fact he's a statist and I have all sorts of good disagreements with him, that's why I still have a level of respect for the man. Because he pulled that off against overwhelming odds. The resistors, they haven't learned anything. They're not doing anything different. They're louder than ever. And I think that's their greatest danger. But this whole thing with, I'm going to resist. I mean, all right, what have you learned from this experience? Have you learned anything? And I don't think they have. It's just this massive virtue signaling fest. God damn it, why am I still going uphill? This. The fuck? Oh my God. To climb up rocks and shit. All right, let me wrap this up. What's the point? My point is, I don't know. Let me work on that. My point is, I still don't understand what they are resisting and how they are resisting it. I mean, if you're resisting Donald Trump, okay, are you going to start disobeying federal laws? Are you going to stop paying your taxes? I mean, how? This, that's what it is. I need someone to explain to me what the fuck resisting is. How exactly does that manifest in the real world? Do you actually think, and I think I know the answer, I think the answer is yes. I think that they do believe, because I know the one bitch who went to the fucking Billion Bimbo Bitch March with her pussy hat in Washington on Inauguration Day. I think they truly view showing up and standing there with a pink hat on your head as resisting the government, as somehow, you know, toppling the evil powers of Donald Trump. And they're not doing anything. They do that, and it's completely useless, and then they go back to doing what they've always done. It's sort of like, here's what the fuck happened here. Here's an analogy for you. So a girl sends me a lame-ass text about how she's really busy and she'll let me know when she's available. So my response is, I put on a hat and then I go stand out in a public square for a day, actually for a couple of hours, because I can't stand up very long because I'm fat and out of shape if I'm a feminist. Well, putting on a hat and standing doesn't do anything to bring me closer to my goal, nor do I learn anything from that. The whole resist, it's just a way for people, to stay right where they are. It's a way for them to not improve. It's a way for them to not make anything better. It's a way for them to not achieve. It's a way for them to do absolutely nothing, while still feeling good about it. And that's the one kind of loser. The loser who loses in the sense that there was this opportunity to either improve things for their future self. Well, you could always, there's always the opportunity. That's always there. You can improve things for your future self by either taking action that will have positive consequences which move you closer to the outcome you are desiring, or you can learn something from the losing and apply that again in the future. The resistors aren't doing that. The resistors, next time around, the Democrats are going to throw somebody up. I can't wait to see who it is. I am so fucking... I am so... What's the word I'm looking for? It's not excited. I am... about to fall off the trail again. Downhill, finally. Jesus Christ. Man, that was kind of brutal. I'm not going to fucking lie. You heard all the panting. Whew. Oh. Fuck. I am... What am I? Well, I am the great one. I'm always right, except for that one time. I'm good looking, I'm intelligent, I'm funny, charismatic, humble, perfect. I am anxious. Maybe that's a word? Well, it is a word. Maybe it's the word. I am interested. I am interested. That's the word. Ooh. That was a loud bird. I am interested in seeing who the Democrats throw at the Trumpenfuhrer in 2020. I mean, will we feel the burn again? I think it's possible. Oh shit, hang on. Rocks. I gotta scramble here. There's dead air. Alright, I survived. Will we feel the burn again? I think it's possible. Well, many, yeah, almost anything is possible. Will the Kuntenfuhrer strike back? Normally, I would not expect to see Hillary Clinton run another time. As far as I know, and I'm not an expert on presidential elections, I don't think anybody who's ever run for president and was defeated ran again. But I could be wrong. It could happen. I'm just not making definitive statements here. But certainly in recent history, recent on a human time span, not a geological time span, nobody who's lost turned around and ran again 4 years later. Given Hillary Clinton's ego and her sense of self-importance and just the backing she has from everybody on the planet, once again, the corporations, the media, so forth and so on. Oh, fuck. And this is why going downhill sucks. I would not be surprised if she ran again. Okay. Or will they dredge up? Now, here's my theory. Michelle Obama, because she's a woman, sort of, we'll get to that in a second. She's a woman, she's black, and she's a transsexual because she used to be a man. And some of you are saying, great one, she didn't. You think whatever you want, and I'm going to think what I want, okay? I have seen enough trannies in my life. I think there's a pretty good chance Michelle Obama used to be a man. And I know there's a lot of you out there who think Michelle Obama is hot. And I'm very sorry that your standards in women are that low. But she would be a great candidate because she's got all the angles covered. She's got the black angle, she's got the female angle, and she's got the GLBTKKK angle because of her transsexuality. Ugh. Here's another opportunity for me to die. Hang on. All right. Who? And here, they're great one. What's the point? Good. Let's bring this back to, what do you call that stuff? Resisting. So here's the thing. All right, fuck this. I'm sitting down. Whew, I just found a nice rock in the shade. That's what she said. No, not a nice cock in the shade, a nice rock in the shade. God damn, 43 minutes? Fuck. Nobody who is resisting has learned anything. Whatever piece of garbage the Democrats throw up, they're just going to mindlessly vote for this person. They're not, and that's it. They're not doing, they're not changing anything, right? They think that now that Trump is the president, he's going to put everyone in concentration camps, which unfortunately he has not yet put Democrats in concentration camps. But whatever it is they think he's going to do, they're not going to elect politicians who will make it so that the government can't do these things. They're not going to seek any type of reforms. Not that any of this shit, it's all status, none of it matters. But the point is, they're not going to do any of this. They learn nothing from this. They're not changing their behavior from this. They're going to whine for another 4 years, well, 3.5 years, and then they're going to vote for whatever Democrat the Democrat Party throws up. And I still think there's a very good chance that Trump and Fuhrer is going to lose the next election because, I mean, right now, man, 17, 16, 15, 14-year-old kids, you know, you sent your kids, we talked about this a couple episodes ago, you keep sending your kids to public school, you keep sending your kids to college, and the liberals get them. And right now, every 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old kid in the United States of America is being told that Donald Trump is literally Hitler, that Republicans are literally Hitler, that Republicans are going to put black people and poor people and women and Jews and minorities and transsexuals and gender fluids and everybody else into concentration camps. And they're going to believe this shit because they're children. They're dumb. They have no life experience. And in 2020, all of those dumbasses, a solid 80% of them, if not more, are going to vote Democrat without even thinking about it. So when I see your little resist bumper sticker, it just tells me you're a fucking loser and not the kind of loser that learns things and then makes you're not the kind of loser who loses and then says, what can I take from this to improve the fortunes of my future self? You're the kind of loser who loses and then whines for 4 fucking years and hopes that in 2020, the Trump and Fuhrer is defeated.